Quick look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Durham Coca-Cola, bringing us our new Chapelboro app. If you're heading out on the roads right now, not a whole lot to report to get your evening commute started. If you're getting an early jump on it, there's not much to get in your way. If you're seeing anything we're not reporting, though, either now or through the evening rush hour, you can send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro when it's safe to do so, and it'll let us know what's going on. As for weather, 39 degrees out there right now in Chapel Hill. If you're sitting inside looking out the window, it's gorgeous. It's sunny and beautiful. If you're outside, you might want to be bundled up. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, and it will be warmer. We'll have highs around 50. Overnight lows in the mid-20s again tomorrow night, and then back up in the low to mid-60s for Friday and Saturday, and then bouncing around the 50s and 60s for Sunday and the rest of next week. 414, that report brought to you by Durham Coca-Cola. Chapelboro.com is a brand new app. Download it. A great way to connect the latest news, sports events, and announcements, and you can live stream right from the mobile app to hear your favorite shows. This app made possible by our friends at the aforementioned Durham Coca-Cola. Everyone say it with me. It's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing moment, stopping nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke at your local supermarket today and taste the feeling. 4:15 here at WCHL. Well, this month is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and worth mentioning in the context of that, that for many people with developmental disabilities, the transition to adulthood can be a very difficult time, and there are resources out there that can help. We're joined now in the studio by Deb Zuver, who's with Stages Transition Coaching. She's got a program called Springboard to Transition that helps guide young people and young adults with special needs through that transition towards adulthood. Deb, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you, Aaron. I'll also mention that April is Autism Awareness Month,
yes.
So another reason that we're focusing on offering supports and resources and good information, tools for people to be successful as they look at the future.
So what is it about the transition to adulthood that makes it difficult?
Well, there's probably a few folks listening who are starting to feel even more overwhelmed as we're talking about this because, you know, families and youths have so many areas to think about. They're thinking about employment, independent living, relationships, safety, finances, healthy living, and all of these things can be really overwhelming because at the same time, families are really busy advocating for their students just in the present, so in high school, and as they're just trying to cope with the daily, and the future can get lost. So sometimes being able to start thinking about it really early is the best way to start. You know, ask your four-year-old, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Just as you ask your typical four-year-olds. And so being able to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And that's why I put together Stages Transition Coaching, because being able to have support and the focus and the structure that you need to go forward can just be really helpful because you figure out where to start, because that's part of the overwhelming part of it. It's like, there's so much, how do I begin? So working with a family, working with an individual to set up a plan, and then the springboard to transition is really being able to plan it, to say it, talk about it, to feel it, what are your emotions around this? And then to try it. We figure as a simulation way of trying it out and then going ahead and doing it for a particular step that someone wants to take.
I want to talk a little bit more about Springboard to Transition, but tell us about your background. How did you get into this field in the first place?
Well, I'm licensed as a family therapist. I have a background in special education, training, and I've worked at the Carolina Institute for Developmental Disabilities for many years. So I've been involved in transition, all aspects of it for many years. And I wanted to bring this more specifically to individuals because, you know, coaching is just a very, very much a part of our lives in modern day. You know, we have leadership coaching, athletic coaching, health coaching. So this is another way that we can get the support and focus that we need. And very often, individuals with disabilities get kind of therapized, I call it. So they have a lot of services and needs that they're getting. And this is a way of then taking a step in a different direction, using the services and supports that they need, but then a way to move forward. And so we use a lot of resources and tools that help get them in a successful track.
Speaking with Deb Zuver, and you can find more about her at debzuver.com. That's D-E-B, Deb, and then Zuver, Z-U-V-E-R, debzuver.com. Go there and find out more about Deb, about Stages Transition Coaching, and about Springboard to Transition, which launched a little while ago. And Springboard to Transition suggests that it really is about that first step, like you mentioned, getting on the diving board and jumping into adulthood. So what is the first step for that transition?
Really, the first step is figuring out where to begin so that you're not overwhelmed. It has to do with looking at your strengths. It really has to do with looking at your interests, because what we get passionate about, what we get excited about, that's where we're more likely to be successful and to really have that momentum and motivation moving forward. I think sometimes we look at the deficits, or we're looking at, well, what, you know, where could they go, or what openings are there? But go with that passion, and that's really going to propel
good advice
you.
For everyone,
it
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Is. Yeah.
I like the idea of starting at 4 years old and asking your son or daughter, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that answer is going to change when you're 4 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 14 and 18
absolutely.
And 24 and 33 and so mm-hmm. on. But it's good to start thinking about that.
Well, and you're also giving young people a message that, hey, I believe in your future, and I see you as a successful person, and I'm going to support you to get there. And that it's not just about the here and now, but it's about seeing you go on to live a fulfilling and meaningful life in the future. And that way we all benefit, because a diverse community is a rich community and a strong community. So all kinds of diversity help us really thrive.
I like this. Again, it's the Springboard to Transition program. DebZuver.com is the website if you want to find out more. What more do people need to know? And is there anywhere else that they can go for more info?
We'll definitely go to my website. Give me a call. If you're in the workplace, I'll add this, because we don't often think about this, but, you know, 1 in 10 employees have a child with a disability. And I was astounded at this number, but there's 40% of those employees are thinking about either quitting or scaling back their work. So if you're an employer, think about offering these resources. Tell them about Stages Transition Coaching. But that kind of support can be really helpful in retaining employees and giving them the support they need to be their best in the workplace. So we see the impact beyond just the individual, just the family. And there's more programs and efforts now to recognize that in the workplace. So I encourage that.
All right. Again, debzuver.com is the website. Go there and find out more about Stages Transition Coaching, and again, about the Springboard to Transition program that can help young people transition towards a successful adulthood. Deb Zuver, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
It is 422, the Fitzsimon Files, up next.